It's 5:06 now, and you have found us. The all-new KRXA 540 with progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz. And we never forget that little town called Freedom. Because you know the terrorists, they hate our freedom. I am your humble host, Peter B. Collins. And I'm here every day from 3 to 6 p.m. with this live telephone talk show in which you are invited to participate. Now, you got about a million free minutes on that cell phone, that fancy little thing with a big display. So why don't you put them to good use and call us this hour. Brad is in the house from bradblog.com, and you can reach us at 899-KRXA. That's 831-899-5792. You know about this song?
I do not.
This is called Feel Good Inc., and it's by a group called Gorillaz.
Oh, I know Gorillaz.
And I think it's one of the catchiest tunes on the planet right now.
All right. I accept that.
How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
So this is a pit stop on your way back to L.A. from Portland?
Yeah, pretty nice pit stop. I gotta say, you got it pretty nice out here in Monterey.
Oh, we love it here.
I can understand why.
Tell us what you've been soaking up. Well, seafood? Do you play golf?
I do not play golf. Well, actually, I do play golf, but not lately.
Yeah, didn't bring the sticks.
Didn't bring the sticks. Yeah. A lot of money, that golf thing. You
know? Oh, sure is, yeah.
I'm lucky if I can, the way gas is going, I'm lucky if I can afford to drive up to Portland and back the way things are going. Man. But no, we've enjoyed, I actually took about, I was going to say 24 hours off, which I rarely do. But even that's not true. I ended up working after all. Made the mistake of stopping in a hotel that had...
Based on your dispatches, you get plugged in and you just can't stop.
I do, whether I like it or not.
You got the can't happens.
I got the can't happens. I would love to stop. I would love to take a break. And then I get stories like the one you're pointing to that people call me up and say, hey, did you hear about this?
Well, can I just tick off a couple of things here? It was during our show on Friday that your blog update told us about the brouhaha on the floor of the House of Representatives with that contested vote.
Yeah.
And you may not know this angle. In that oil refinery gift to the oil industry bill, there is a series of clauses that we think would permit the installation of a gas refinery, an oil refinery, on the former Fort Ord campus, which is just a couple of miles from where you and I are sitting right now.
Right.
And it would permit them to fast-track the construction with reduced environmental regulation. You know, that onerous red tape that industry hates so
Cutting
much.
Through that bureaucracy.
They're putting limits on our ability to pollute.
That's right.
What the hell's going on?
Right.
Also, it would preempt any local control or say-so in the fast-track development of this project. And Sam Farr, our congressman, is up in arms. He'll be on the show, I think, Thursday afternoon. We have a tentative with him, and we'll try to confirm that tomorrow.
So he voted against it, right?
He did, yeah. All Democrats voted against
it.
This is a rare event.
Yeah.
That, you know, there is, particularly on the energy bill, the one that DeLay added the extra billion for Enron. For Halliburton. you know, many Democrats peeled off and voted for that. So this was a rare occasion where Nancy Pelosi was able to command the kind of discipline from her caucus that we have only seen in the Republican caucus in recent years.
Now, it's interesting. Is that going to remain the case? Because I'm seeing all sorts of signs that things are changing, that, like you say, Democrats are sticking together. That alone is a sign of the end of the world coming, I think.
But should we call Tim LaHaye?
Yeah, right.
Put out a new edition?
Exactly.
Democrats United, Armageddon next.
Yes, no kidding.
End times are here.
That's happening. There's actually folks in the media who are paying attention to what Republicans are doing. There's conservatives have suddenly realized, after it only took them 5 years, to realize that George W. Bush is not a conservative, and they're writing about it, and they're saying
he can't be trusted.
And
he says, trust me, and Republicans say, no.
It only took them 5 years to figure that out.
Right.
I can't imagine until now they didn't notice that this guy was not trustworthy. They didn't notice that he was not conservative. They didn't notice that he was not doing a single thing that he said he was going to do, frankly, or that he was not being what he said he was going to be. 5 years in. So, I don't know, maybe things are changing.
You know about Tom Frank's book, What's the Matter with Kansas?
I do. I haven't read it, yeah. But I do know about it, yeah.
Powerful tome. Yeah. Should be out in paperback now, so even you could afford it.
All right.
And his thesis is, he grew up in Kansas at a time when it was a progressive state.
Right.
Pre-Reagan, Kansas, Alf Landon, the progressive came from there.
Sure.
And his thesis is that Reagan successfully cultivated this sense of victimization by average Americans, and that he created the context in which they could vote against their own basic self-interest because they could be distracted by these hot-button issues, gay marriage, mm-hmm. abortion rights, and those sorts of things. And I think that his theories were largely borne out by the voter behavior in 2004.
Sure. Presuming you trust the voter behavior in 2004, which I have quite a few questions about.
Indeed.
But that said, I think in general, you're absolutely right, and it's mystifying, and you wonder how long, with this crew, up is down, black is white, you wonder how long this is going to continue, that people are not going to, that they're going to not realize how they are being had by these guys. I mean, I look at it, and I look at these things they supposedly stand for, religious, Christianity, whatever the heck that is that they call for. It's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam. It is to keep the country divided into this red and blue nonsense that I don't dig, that I think is nonsense. I hate it when Democrats play into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam to keep the gay issue and everything. It is meant to divide America, period. It has nothing to do with making this a better place. It has nothing to do with what they actually believe in. It has to do with retaining power and getting the most votes, period.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also broke the story. I received this earlier today, confirming that last week's New York subway terror alerts were the result of hoaxes. Now, this is just too amazing. Here we have that morning the president gives his speech loaded with misleading statements and full of a whole defensive posture about his misguided adventure in Iraq. And just hours later, New York goes on this high alert, and they kind of made Bloomberg into a patsy, because obviously the information that he received had to come from the federal government.
Right.
It didn't come from a blog.
That was just a coincidence, Peter. It just, once again, darn the luck, the Bush administration, whenever they come out and they have a political problem like Karl Rove, that speech was on the same day that it was announced Rove was going to be going back in to speak with Fitzgerald for the fourth time. Whenever that happens, darn the luck, another terror threat, another piece of evidence is uncovered, another shoe bombing suspect, a dirty bomb.
Isn't it about time to capture the number three Al-Qaeda guy for the 400th time?
Yeah, I know. Number two. Actually, it's always the number two guy. Yeah, they've once again caught the number two. How many number two guys do they got? Unbelievable.
All right, we're going to take a break. If you have a question or a comment for Brad of the bradblog.com, his real name is Brad Friedman, you can call us right now. And if you are a devotee of Brad's blog or related blogs, similar blogs, give us a call during this hour. I'm one of those people who visits as many blogs as I can, but I have to say it's a little overwhelming. And I hit your site maybe once or twice a week. I really like Alternet. I like the Center for American Progress's website and their Daily Progress Report. There are quite a few others that I tap into, truthout.org, on a regular basis. So if there's a blog that you'd like to bring forward for our consumption, this is a great opportunity to talk blog. Our number is 831-899-KRXA. That's 831-899-5792. It's 515. We're going to pause for a couple of messages and then a traffic update and be back with Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. I'm Peter B. Collins. This is KRXA 540. Say 540. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com is in the house with us this afternoon. You can call him at 899-KRXA. And this portion of the Peter B. Collins Show is brought to you by the new drug for erectile dysfunction.
Now this word from our sponsor. Have you lost your appetite for politics? Not interested in big elections? Do you feel ambivalent every 4 years? You may be suffering from erectile dysfunction. Now from the leading maker of voter enhancement drugs, try new Votegra. You'll be back in the booth in no time. And your Chad won't be dangling. People who took Votegra while watching campaign commercials had side effects similar to placebo, nausea, drowsiness, and ennui. Call your doctor if you experience elections lasting longer than 72 hours.
A wacky crew called the Capital Steps.
Offer That's not from... good in Florida.
Oh, thank you. That's their most recent CD called Four More Years in the Bush Leagues. And Brad Friedman, let's talk a little bit about the election system in this country. You were at the conference in Portland.
National Summit to Save Our Elections.
Right. And many people, I mean, there are regular callers to this program, people I know, who are so discouraged and cynical now. Ohio and Florida showed them the case studies of how elections can be strong-armed and stolen. And in my view, Ohio, where I grew up, I'm a Buckeye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a Republican machine state.
Yeah.
And they showed that there are perhaps 81 different ways to affect the outcome of an election.
Right.
And maybe 10 of those are not legal. Well, they used all 81 of them.
Yes, they did.
And some of them are legal. They're questionable in terms of ethics and honesty.
Right.
But they are not explicitly against the law.
Is it illegal to call someone and tell them that election day is the day after?
Right.
It really is.
Yeah. Is it illegal for a registrar to make a slight mistake and not send enough voting machines to a likely Democratic precinct?
Right. Well, those weren't mistakes. That was by plan.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was part of the plan, as folks who have been following it know, that in Ohio, on election day, the general election, there was fewer machines in, of course, Democratic-leaning areas than there were for the primary election just months before.
Mm-hmm.
Just an accident or by design?
Right. So. And, of course, there are many other issues, and we won't delve into them in specific at this point. But what's being done to correct the situation? We have the Carter-Baker Commission, which issued 87 recommendations. And it appears that that was a 1 or 2 day news story,
right,
and that a Republican-controlled Congress is never going to bring these issues up, with the exception of the photo ID, which Republicans feel would benefit them.
Well, the Baker-Carter Commission, as I prefer to call it, rather than Carter-Baker, because it really was controlled by Baker and by the Republicans. They were all in on this scam from the beginning. That whole commission was just a scam. And it was created, in fact, to push forward this photo ID nonsense. And I should add that something is being done. A couple of things are being done in Congress. One, Rush Holt has had a bill that's not a perfect bill, but a good bill for quite some time. And he's got over 100 co-sponsors now. So that may move forward, particularly now that the Baker-Carter Commission has come out with the recommendations you mentioned, photo ID, which will disenfranchise millions of Americans anew. Tom Feeney, a fellow who I've been writing quite a bit about over the past year, has put his own election reform bill in place that, in fact, codifies that photo ID business and actually requires a state ID to be issued. Tom Feeney, as your listeners may recall, was the Speaker of the House of Florida back in 2000 during the election brouhaha down there, the one who famously said he was going to give the electoral votes to George W. Bush, no matter what the Supreme Court decided. And for folks who follow Brad Blog, they will also know that Tom Feeney is the fella alleged to have asked Clint Curtis to create vote rigging software back in 2000. Tom Feeney, who once ran with Jeb Bush for governor in 1994, now sits on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. So there is some action moving forward in election reform, but the devil is in the details on this stuff.
Carter Baker, Baker Carter, the yep. one thing they did endorse is a paper trail for electronic voting machines. Does that have any shelf life? Will that proposal be enacted?
The way they have moved it forward, I'm not sure. They, in fact, didn't go. Had they gone into half as many details about the paper trail, as they call it, as they did in the photo ID, we might be getting somewhere. I think, in fact, that the Baker-Carter Commission was actually a reaction to the call from America in general. Even without the mainstream corporate media reporting on this, Americans are getting the idea that when we vote, it needs to be accountable. We need to be able to go back and recount it. So I think they heard the drumbeat. We are heading towards paper ballots, period. And I think this was their way of sort of counteracting it, saying, okay, we'll give you paper ballots. They don't say paper ballots. They say paper trails, and there is a difference. But we'll give you paper in exchange for this photo ID stuff.
Mm.
And it's rather insidious. And in this country that we're in right now, who has the idea that fair and balanced means there's, you know, one point of view from the Democrats and one point of view from the Republicans, and that somehow that equals balance. It's not balance. But that's what they're moving forward and trying to pull off on the American people. But guys like me are going to stop them.
And what's coming from the grassroots? What kind of approaches? One of the things I've heard is to deploy a citizens exit poll team. And not rely on the networks. We know that
right.
They really effed up the exit polls in 2000, and they, you know, it appears that the exit polling in 2004 was dead on.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
It was just disavowed.
Right. I was going to say, did they eff it up, or was, you know, the information in the exit polls correct, and the results were not,
right,
were effed up?
No, they did in 2000.
Yeah.
But in 2004, there is no indication that I've seen,
right,
that the exit polls were off by more than a point or two. Their margin of error is far lower than almost any other poll conducted.
Sure. There is a move towards what you're talking about. I think they call them parallel elections,
mm-hmm,
where folks actually go in and they vote as they normally do, and then they come out and they vote again in a parallel election, so you can compare the two. We're going to see more of that in California.
I'd like to hire a Ukrainian company to do the exit polling here.
Well, oddly enough, you don't have to, because Matovsky, who did the report, the exit polls out here, was the same company that did the exit polls in Ukraine.
I see.
So when they were...
They were credible there.
They were credible
but
there.
But not here.
Right. Where the exact same thing happened, but because it happened in Ukraine, it must be fraud, according to Bush and Powell. Out here, it must be just bad exit polling.
Right.
It's incredible.
Brad Friedman is in the studio with us here at KRXA. Their line's open for you at 831-899-KRXA. That's 899-5792. And we're joined by Alice from Humboldt, California. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Peter and Brad.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
Well, okay. I guess that was on with you earlier. Susan with Common Cause,
mm-hmm,
said that she found our press to be heroes. She was speaking of the hurricane coverage.
Right.
I don't believe you would see it the same. You, for example, find clear proof of election fraud, and no one in the press covers it. Are we seeing this accurately?
Well, I think we are. There is one guy on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann, who I had written off as just a recycled jock. And to his credit, he's done a number of stories about Ohio election fraud in particular. But you're correct, Alice, that in general, the mainstream media has dismissed this. And just as one recent example, when the Washington Post published a story about the report from the Carter-Baker Commission, I don't recall the writer's name, but he included a toss-away line which basically said that there's no credible information that the vote in Ohio was stolen.
Right.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah, it was Dan Baltz, B-A-L-Z. I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah.
I did, too. Yeah, he basically said that there has been no credible evidence that there was partisan manipulation of the vote in Ohio. And I'm thinking, what planet is Dan Baltz living on?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, no, Alice, you're not getting the straight story, unfortunately, from the mainstream corporate media. And they may have been heroes for a few minutes, I think, during Katrina. Since that has blown over a bit, so to speak, I think they have returned in many ways to their old form. I wish, you know, I'd like to know what the body count is out there. And we've heard very low numbers, really, and they don't seem to mention the number of folks that are still missing. And so if you do some of the math, it's very troubling. I wish to heck they would get to the bottom of these stories so that it wouldn't open up the possibility for folks like me to put forward these evil conspiracy theories.
Well, and your point is well taken, that the stories that have been published recently talk about the difficulties that the coroners have been having working through the backlog of dead bodies. But there is no excuse that we can't have just a count.
Sure.
I mean, we know it's somewhere around 1,000.
Right.
But
Do we?
Well,
because I've heard scores of thousands of folks are still missing and unaccounted for. So is it around 1,000? Is it true what we see on the CNN crawl that says, you know, body count much lower than expected?
Right.
Or are they reporting more administration crap to their listeners?
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't have the answer. Alice, anything else?
No, I thank you very much.
All right, great to hear from you. That's Alice, who's in her 90s, and she was a talk show virgin until she called my show once. Chris from Salinas, you're next for Brad and Peter B. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. Is why are we putting so much emphasis on a paper trail? I mean, I know we need a paper trail, but it's my understanding, unless there's a significant discrepancy in the vote, it'll never trigger a recount. And since these voting machines can be rigged to produce less than 3% or irregularity, let's say, what good is the paper trail going to do? That's what I have. I fought with the Holt bill.
But yeah, no, you're right, Chris. You bring up a great point. And one of the things that is very important, and it is the next cry you're going to hear from folks like me, not only do we need a paper trail, but we need a paper ballot. That ballot must be the ballot of record. That ballot must be counted first. The machines, one thing that happened at this summit up in Portland, where I believe and I'm hoping that I was able to actually bring together a bunch of disparate folks on this issue and say, look, let's have the paper ballots as the ballot of record, and it's fine. They like the machines, let them keep the machines, but the machines are to perform a check on the paper ballots. And so you're right. Unless we count those ballots first, they mean nothing. And that's what we're hopefully going to do.
Well, and I think one of the issues that arises is that many voter jurisdictions have invested heavily in touchscreen machines.
Right.
And they are loath to, and many of them either destroyed or sold off their old, the readers.
The image
optical
readers. Optical
scanners, yes.
Well, yeah, although a lot of them are still using those, and at least with the optical scans, you've got a paper ballot.
Right.
You can go back and count the damn thing.
Yeah.
Look, they're going to figure it out, because the counties that have moved, if you look down in Florida, Volusia County, and out in Pennsylvania, the folks who moved to electronic machines in 2004 were not happy with the result. They ended up losing thousands and thousands of votes. Now, they're working on government money right now from the Help America Vote Act, so they can afford to invest in these machines. But guess what? They're going to have to start all over again, because these damn machines, they don't work. And
well,
I'm talking to you, Diebold.
And they also are hackable.
Yep.
And you confirmed that through Deeb Throat, your source there. Anything new from Deeb?
There will be some new material from Deeb Throat, as well as a second Deeb Throat. It's frustrating, because I've been on the road for a couple of weeks, and there's so much work that needs to be done that I can't do from the road, but look for much more soon concerning Deeb Throat. Although I can report to you that Diebold, we should congratulate them. They hit a new 52-week low in their stock price today.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
You're personal responsible. And did you buy some options?
I did not. I probably should have sold them short, though. I might have made some money.
Brad is in the house from bradblog.com, and Joe joins us from Salinas. Hi, Joe. You're on KRXA.
Yeah, I hope you keep focusing on these elections and accusing the fraud, because as long as you're doing that, you're not going to be reaching out to people who are you are losing in droves because of the policies of the Democrat Party.
Do you think that elections should be stolen, should be non... That we shouldn't be able to verify them, that we shouldn't have to worry about that?
I'm glad you brought that point up. I was a poll inspector, and I'm all for voto IDs.
That's great, but I'm talking about election issues in specific, transparency at the polls, being able to go back and count and make sure that whoever is elected, whether they're Republican or Democrat, was actually the person that most folks voted for. Is that a concern?
I know you want to change it, but let's get back to the photo IDs. Oh, well, now, in Mexico, they have photo IDs, and, you know, we don't consider them a first-rate country, but they're years ahead of us.
I don't have any problem with photo ID, presuming that they're fairly used. Now, you understand that the Baker-Carter Commission called for photo IDs, but only for people at the polls. Republicans who tend to vote more, absentee ballots, which tend to lean more Republicans, they won't require a photo ID. Are you okay with that, Joe?
It was the Democrats who first began the absentee ballot craze. And the Republicans were late getting into it.
That's actually not my question.
I don't think that's true, but that's okay.
Are you okay with anybody being able to send in an absentee ballot for anybody they want without a photo ID?
The Democrats have been doing it around here for a long time.
So you're okay with it, in other words?
I'm just saying what they've been doing.
So you're in favor of voter fraud through absentee?
I've been doing. I mean, it's common knowledge here in Salinas.
Well, I'm not really...
They'd gather up these blanks, and then they'd fill them out the way that they wanted, or they'd coach their people to vote to them, and they'd collect them right there.
And you're in favor of that, apparently.
I'm telling you what they were doing.
Well, so I'm not really asking what they're doing, because it doesn't really matter to me whether it's...
I know you want to steer it the other way.
But, no,
you know,
I don't. Well, Joe...
I want to deal in hypotheticals. I want to deal in reality.
Okay, Joe,
and
I want to...
As long as you guys don't want to deal in reality... You know, you're never gonna get ahead.
I appreciate your paternalistic advice here, Joe. But what do you actually?
This is from a former Democrat. Now, if you don't,
what are you actually driving at, Joe?
Then that's fine.
No, Joe, you're welcome to call the program. I'm happy to hear from you.
No, I'm talking about as a voter.
What I'm asking is, what is your central point here? You came in with a kind of snide remark, saying, "Keep talking about these voter issues," and why?
No, keep talking about. Vote fraud.
Election? Yeah.
Election fraud, like as if the election was stolen in 2000 and stolen in 2004. If you keep focusing on that, which is not true, you'll never get ahead because you won't deal in the issues that took people like me who were loyal Democrats and became Republicans because we got disgusted with the party because it was no longer true to the ideals. Our parents had and we had when we were young.
Well, Joe, your choice to leave the Democratic Party is yours, and I don't second guess that. My central point here is you came on in kind of a snide way, and you assumed that by talking about, you know, election fraud and these issues that we're doing some kind of a disservice to people because we ought to get over it. Is that it?
You absolutely are doing a disservice. You're doing a disservice to your fellow Democrats because you're not dealing with the issues. You want to keep saying that the election...
Well, but this is the most fundamental issue, sir, because if you cannot trust the process of electing our people, then we are going to forever be prevented from getting to the issues because elections will be stolen and the Democratic Party will not have the position, the influence, and the power to move forward on any substantive policy issues.
When the Democrat Party is for photo IDs, for elections, then we'll start getting to legitimate elections.
Well, Joe, with all due respect, you know, you may be surprised to learn that I did not vote Democrat in the last election, and I don't really give a damn if you come, as you say, back to the Democratic Party or not.
I don't give a damn, and that's why you won't win. You'll keep losing more elections.
But you keep saying me. You may not have noticed, but I'm not running for election. I'm just running in favor of clear, transparent, verifiable elections that I think you ought to be in favor of, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or anything else.
Are you for photo IDs at the polling places?
I am for photo IDs if they are equally used in all areas. You mentioned yourself that they're not used for absentee ballots. That's a problem. And the fact that there is no voter fraud problem. Let me make it clear. Let me make it clear, Joe. Hang on, Joe. Let me tell you that the League of Women's Voters did a study over the last two national elections in Ohio with over 9 million votes cast. There was exactly 4 cases of voter fraud that photo ID.
We have probably 4 cases in our block here.
And what have you done about it? Have you reported it?
We've probably have at least four on this block.
It's a non-existent problem, Joe. The problem is thousands and millions of Americans whose votes are not being counted at all because of the way these voting systems run. Voter fraud is not a problem. Election fraud is, Joe.
All right, Joe, thanks for your call this afternoon. Good to hear from you. 899-KRXA is our number. We'll continue in just a moment. Brad Friedman is our guest here in the studio. Log on to bradblog.com. And see what he's up to there if you've never been before. I'm Peter B. Collins. You're listening to KRXA 540, the new progressive talk station.
Excuse me.
Wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but it'll do. I'm Peter B. Collins, 541. Brad Friedman is here with us at KRXA 540, the proprietor of bradblog.com. And where do you get all the corporate sponsorship for your blog?
Oh, all the corporate sponsorship?
Yeah. I mean, you have trouble cashing those Walmart checks?
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask you where I could get that corporate sponsorship. I've let it known that I am for sale.
Uh-huh.
Walmart can buy me out.
Okay.
Starbucks, I'd appreciate it because I enjoy their coffee.
You have a habit there.
I do. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at bradblog.com right now, and it says, see why we're suing Sirius. Now, I used to be on Sirius. Tell me what the issue is there.
Actually, you know what? I don't know. That's an ad.
Oh, that's an ad. Sorry.
And as you know, we have a firewall between ad and editorial.
I see.
Blog.
So you have no idea.
So I don't.
It says, World Religious Relief, Inc., DBA, the Word Network, against Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, well, actually, I do know what that is. There was, I think it was a black station, I'm not sure which one, that was running on Sirius Satellite, and they suddenly dumped the entire network off of Sirius.
Oh, they do that a lot.
So, but I would...
They're making way for Howard.
I would encourage, yeah, you're
radio
right.
Safe for TNA.
Yes, you're right. get rid of that stuff that means something, that you might actually learn something.
But all right.
Feel free to go to Brad Blog and click on that ad.
Okay.
It's just fine by us.
You'll get a nickel for that.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Ed from Aptos, welcome to KRXA. Say hello to Brad.
Hello, Brad. Back again. I'm sorry to hear you're going south.
You're
going to stay linger here for a while longer.
Well, you're right. I am going south in more ways than one, but thanks for pointing it out. No, I'm... Yeah, I've got to get back down there so that I have these deep throats and sources stop yelling at me to get back to work, unfortunately.
A couple of observations. For Joe, he kept calling it the Democrat Party. It's the Democratic Party.
Well, that's just a tip-off that he's in touch with Republican talking points.
That's right.
And
what he failed to do, Ed?
He always called it the Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party.
You're right. It is an intentional slight. And the only thing that he failed to pick up from Tom DeLay's talking points in his speech patter is you always say the Democrat Party, home of the supporters of unlimited abortion on demand.
Right, he forgot that.
He gets that in. He wedges it in every time he opens that smarmy little pesticide mouth of his.
You're right, Ed, but you're very...
Talking about DeLay, I think we ought to, you know, hypocrite is a good... the hypocrite party for the Republicans because, you know, his Terry Schiavo thing and... And he did exactly the same thing with his father as Mr. Shiloh wanted to do with his wife.
Well, and just on that score, Rahm Emanuel, the Democrat congressman from Chicago.
Have you been talking to Frank Luntz?
Got off a zinger 2 weekends ago. He said Senator Frist got it wrong. He said Terry Schiavo was blind and his trust isn't. It's painful to say that, but it's
dead
on.
With a Democratic member of Congress with a sense of humor?
Yes.
Two other things.
Go ahead, Ed.
With I don't know if you listen to your news, on-air news, but I've been listening to it all day, and the story they've been, you know, the big story is that Bush is out swinging a hammer in Louisiana, you know.
He's on another mission from God.
Yes. And what a non-story. I mean, he causes more problems when he goes traveling down there because of all the security that they have to provide for him.
Well, he ought to be conserving a little jet fuel, by golly.
Well, and jet fuel to boot and stay home and save some money for, I mean, how many people, you know, he said, urging us to make non-essential trips. Well, I could say, you know, show some leadership and don't make the
All right, well, let's all send him. Let's send him some pretzels so he doesn't have to go out and get them.
With Blackwater, you haven't brought that up, but I want to. That's kind of disappeared off the radar screen.
The Blackwater contract in New Orleans?
Yes. Yeah. Who's behind it? And what's all the stuff behind it? I don't know who hired them. Who's giving them the money? And follow the money on Blackwater, I guess, is one of the things we should be doing.
It's none of your business, Ed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't have a need to know.
Joe sent us an email, the caller before, mentioning Ed that it's none of your business.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
But we'll look into it. Thanks for the call, Ed.
Bye.
All right, good to talk to you. More of your calls coming up in just a moment. We're going to pause for a break and a traffic update from Metro and then get back to the phones at 899-KRXA. Join us, and you can chat with Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. 899-KRXA. I'm your humble host, Peter B. Collins. This is the all-new KRXA 540. All right. And coming up right after 6 o'clock, it's Culture Shocks with the Reverend Barry Lynn. He's the guy who worked so hard to maintain that separation between church and state. And I hope you'll stay tuned for his program right after mine right here. I'm Peter B. Collins, and we continue on KRXA 540 with Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. And we're joined by Virginia from Salinas. Hello, Virginia. You're on KRXA.
Hello, Peter and Brad.
Hi, Virginia.
I want to make sure that no lingering doubt is left in your mind about the kind of comment you got from Joe from Salinas about the elections we have here. I think you gathered his drift from the tenor of his comments. But there have been people from Cesar Chavez and years later working for the elections in this city to get our mayor, a lot of other great people on the council, the supervisors, and with a great struggle against all kinds of problems, and they checked the votes. I've worked for League of Women Voters as a poll watcher. Others have, too. And they're not about to let the votes be stolen or miscounted, as he charged. I'd like to know who those four people are living on his block. I don't think they exist. Anyway, there's been a tremendous improvement in voting rights in this community. I'm proud of it. And I think many other people have a right to be. Joe doesn't like what's going on, and that's his privilege, but it certainly doesn't reflect what I see going on in Salinas.
Well, and Virginia, what fascinates me is when a self-described Republican like him will offer this free advice to the misguided loonies of the left.
Yeah.
All right? And he knows what's best for us.
Absolutely.
And I'm really gratified that he would share in that manner.
Yes, it was a really touching concern for his former fellow Democrats.
And this is the attitude that brings us the whole mentality behind the ballot measure that they have Orwellianly titled Paycheck Protection.
Yes.
It is funded by the captains of industry and the Chamber of Commerce. And in this paternalistic and condescending way, they say we want to protect these little members of unions from abuse by their bosses who will take their dues and spend it on political messages. Well, you know, right now, any member of a labor union already has that right.
Absolutely.
You can become a financial core member, and you can pay dues that are adjusted to reflect the share of your money that goes into political activity. That's already on the books and available nationwide, not just here in California.
So you can opt out, but they want to make people opt in now?
Right.
Is that
right.
The difference?
Yeah, they want to create a hoop. And and this is part and parcel to the technique being used in the election so-called reform process, where in the name of cleaning it up and reforming it, they create new hoops for minority voters to jump through.
Right.
This is Jim Crow with a sweet name.
Yep.
This is a poll tax with a different veneer.
Yep.
Not offering that same privilege to shareholders like you, who may not like what is being done by companies in their name.
Yeah.
They don't have to give written permission or any other kind of permission
right.
for companies to issue.
Right. Perhaps you could opt in when you buy a tank of gas whether you want some of that money used towards their lobbyists or not.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it?
Or you want to keep drugs on the market, whether it's Viax, Celebrex, or a lot of others.
Right.
They'd be killing people, but they're making somebody a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. But it's those terrible union folks who are just bringing down America.
Well, as a longtime union member, I know the unions need help of all sorts, and it's certainly on its knees in some places, thanks to people like Walmart and others.
Well, but
anyway,
let's turn that around for a second, though, Virginia, because consider that in California, organized labor represents about 12% of the workforce, and if you subtract out public employees, it's around 8.5 or 9. And consider that despite that disadvantage, labor in this state took on a governor with the veneer of celebrity, the aura of invincibility, and just the way that the Democrats, who appear to be so fractured, managed, you know, in using different ways that don't add up to policy or a strategy, George Bush's Social Security reform is dead in its tracks. And so we do see that labor and different groups that are affiliated with the Democratic Party are having some modest successes in this climate of one-party rule in Washington, D.C.
I think that's because they were right. Having grown up in Flint, Michigan, and watched what happened to the sit-down strikers and how the unions really did protect people of Flint, Michigan, and a lot of others. But at the present time, things are not going in that direction. But I think with your help, stations like yours, which I consider informational, educational, and I'm so glad you're there.
Well, Virginia, thank you very much. Thanks for the call today, and do call us again. 899-KRXA is our number, 899-5792, if you prefer the digits. What else is going on in the blog right now?
Well, I'll tell you, you reminded me, this phony non-quote-unquote non-partisan voting rights group that I've been reporting on for some time, the American Center for Voting Rights, which was founded by two high-level Republican operatives.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that one of those two is now working for Dick Cheney. So he's boning up on his nonpartisan creds in the White House.
Jim Dyke.
Jim Dyke, who was the Republican National Committee Communications Director.
Mm-hmm.
So it was he and Mark Thor Hearn, who was the National General Counsel for Bush Cheney 04 Inc. They developed a nonprofit, tax-exempt, mind you, voting rights group by the name of the American Center for Voting Rights on March 17th of this year. And on March 21st of this year, they were testifying before Bob Ney's House administrative hearings on what went wrong in Ohio.
That's just
3 days later, the only voting rights group to testify at those hearings.
And we call those off-the-shelf affinity groups, and that one was fresh off the shelf. I mean,
yeah.
The paint wasn't even dry.
Yeah, exactly. And they've been running around saying they're nonpartisan, putting out reports like Democrats much more likely to commit voter fraud than Republicans. They were behind the Baker-Carter nonsense. And, of course, now, despite claiming to be nonpartisan and taking advantage of taxpayer kindness through their tax-exempt status, they're now actually working in Dick Cheney's office.
Well, he's committed to election reform.
He should be committed, but whether it's to election reform, I'm not quite certain.
Now, how does this blog process work?
Yeah.
Are you up, like, most of the time, day and night, and just wired into the net, and people send you stuff, and you write it up and post it?
You know what? Kind of. Unfortunately, the deeper I get into it, the more I'm contacted by folks, by tipsters. I actually do a lot more actual reporting these days than I do, you know, oh, take a look at this article or that article. So I'm doing a lot of I call myself an investigative blogger, just because I found investigative journalists to be pretentious. Now that I know a few journalists and have seen more what they do, I have no problem calling myself a journalist because, you know, I'm getting the story right and I don't know what the hell they're doing.
But I thought you're a CIA internet fake.
Yeah, so you heard about that. Please don't pass that around. Not just a CIA internet fake, but also a secret anti-war Zionist. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of what I am if you read the internets out there, as I do.
Yeah.
I'll give you some news coming soon.
Please.
Breaking news.
Break it.
We're going to hear a little bit more. I can't give it all because I don't want to give it away. It's not my story, but tomorrow we're going to hear a little bit more about David Dreyer, California congressman, who you may have heard is gay.
Yeah.
And why he didn't get that leadership position when Tom DeLay left. We're going to hear more about that tomorrow. And then next week on Brad Blog, I'm going to have some information on a conservative group who is not happy with Ann Coulter.
Oh, boy. You know, I saw her on the Bill Maher's show the other night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's Botox or she just has a permanently fixed upper lip.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman when she smiles.
You've got a crush on her, don't you?
No. Peter? No, I'll be okay without
her. You're blushing now.
But when I saw it, her upper lip doesn't move.
Is that right?
No.
As a lot of people would suggest there are reasons for that.
All right. Brad, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks
Peter.
For coming on in to
Thanks
join
for
us
having
here.
Me in. I really appreciate it.
We'll do it again. That's All Brad right. Friedman from Brad Blog. I'm Peter B. Collins. We'll be back at you tomorrow. John Laird, the assemblyman from Santa Cruz, will join us about this time in our final segment tomorrow, right here on KRXA 540. Back home, folks.